On radio, online and mobile. You're with SBS Radio. Now it's news and current affairs with SBS Dinka.
We're ping na gyara tonga jeng ne SBS Dinka Radio. Now kai walk ping with you can walk with you can loan SBS Dinka Radio in Australia. Eh na jang ding jeng ko.
Ya chu go Bangalore SBS Radio show from jang eh na kwar.
SBS Dinka Radio atoke biantu ngtoke todro kumani na SBS Radio in Kachiel pan Australia. SBS Dinka Radio ay ping ne an kote pan Australia ku jala pinyo. Eh yen wecha ke modo ko ping ne SBS Dinka Radio na Australia. Ko bi jam ngene en men a ko win rinti ko pole level under 16 ku ka pole atoke ben pinyo wa to na Australia ben. Ran bi kan jam ngene en men a tuma chun ding. Atim ku dual. Mod ka da Australia tournament.
What a Gold Coast man.
Yongo lak korten.
What a Bella Polton Kura. Adam program it's all the multicultural program. Kia all world team. So kia kaloi a yaka carnival a yaka loy from each state. They pick the best players, the best multicultural players, and they come to the Queensland.
Tonga jiang.
What a Bella in the Queenslanders. Ko tika lo pick from the best teams akatibe loy atra yo tika leke sabuka ben go cost sabuka bela pol team is all world team. And what are the manes ko kiya ko loy boy be pol kana ko ke indigenous the Australian indigenous people the aboriginals. And what be pol kana work what on in two game what lo train ko ko lo recovery session stuff like that.
Tinangino man in India high school yepolunter high school.
Yeah, Yanapola rated are Yanapola development squad, Yanapola just normal club for it.
Pierre didn't be an put him and go you jato babadue and die a soccer young chief near pure AFL queen and the art in it then.
Oh kidding, yeah, kidding Kura Yanili I used Yan to call, I had to go for soccer first day, and then bed die AFL and after Ben Yar. So the first day, I to bella to my first club puri. Went and had to bella team how it is, and I played my first game, and woke up to bella yam, and the coach had to bend to me and go, Tim, you're a pretty good boy. Do you want to come play? Go, alright, that's fine. I'm about pull that. So woke up to bella pull and then. After Ben Yar, after that, I came to more training and stuff like that, and yeah.
Do you think, man, long dream, Chimana, do you need to pull major teams to Australia? Do you team to be able to win in me? Do you think you
oh, yeah. Team Cobb and Bellatin, a teammate always called Eagle.
Yeah.
The normal WA team. Who ran to Miartin, a killing arm. And Nick Naranui.
Yeah.
Because Rane is the multicultural ambassador, so I tell from Australia, I tell from Fiji, so we kind of relate at the same time.
Now, kunangin man nebiandu ke inerane dit ine dit ka kuma ku kujalo kujalbente ni yong ye lekin man ba pol ku baben itene yong ye lekin man yong important of playing ku ke inerane when ine dit to pay ku inje bente ne man yong lo ba jalwele. A Peter Pan Australia.
But train hard. Can I actually been easy that you have to put your heart into it and kage baku aloy like going out and stuff this you gotta stop and like it's not easy, like you just gotta put time in.
Young let me to worry kum and to state cockway meet ka jiang. Yongo bi ping to nangin na ngwa kriye ba ne ko chole ko koche
ko ba lel mi to from other state e kring multicultural programs like this they don't come all the time that it so ko ba leng it just go try it like this one day go try it and you like it it's a very nice sport I like it a lot and it's a good way like because in life like that you don't regret the things you did but you regret the things that you didn't do.
Mean? Okay. Kunang man Kasim man chat can wake away near you had
woke up for the carnival was like 4 weeks ago, so I had a bell thing to tea And because they jump dinka, so we'll relate really nicely. So.
When it comes him?
Yeah.
Okay, where can man, I'm going to go to the
Yeah, I'm going to go
to Okay, I'm going to em yong lu bale ng mama du ja ba ba du men ko yin ko lo training
a
bi ping it la yong bale ke
a pa ka training thank you cuz without my mom and dad baba dia without both of them auntie ba been to na cuz I get y'all support like this cuz ka ka you got to listen to your mom and dad you know cuz they're the type of people that care about you the most
Okay, apot e yen ke yin cha le yen ma jure.
Oh yeah. Hello.
E ma jure kudwal.
Kudwal kudwal.
Ki bak?
Ena po.
E I chal ma jure nga.
Na chal ma jure mamur ma go.
E ma jure mamur. E ran Victoria ke ran tino.
Ena yen lan ran Victoria nga.
Okay, leg walk da yin lokada ba it Ajuer multicultural play in Jalnan.
Intijal on Sunday. Cause over sport game on Tuesday over to carnival and then they had like coach Amwa Binting and went for Queensland.
Yeah.
And then Kevin to Ben Pandan and then to leg Mamma Dia Chambula for Queensland and then
go yog bala.
Yung a
ticket kun carping by lotity.
Today, Majagdo and today, Shane Sexton, one of the my coaches.
So Majaka Kachu kwan Majang Dao?
Takwanai.
Appear the man in the Arba na Lopol K team in the Melbourne which been pulled in.
Team Melbourne is like AFL or
AFL, yeah, AFL on the R. Okay, we bello team with Corbara and Western Bulldog or Corbara and Collingwood or Hawthorne.
And go around, Collingwood.
So in with bello Collingwood.
Young
Othman in be a bayuk to pull in Thinaman, ye yuk about in Belotin?
To boy, thing. I reckon you're Belotin because the sport I have, coached around Yan, the sport, I
Okay, so one of Koi Kaji, Kojeman Majaku, Jala Koikok. Okay, Kunang man, Koja Kegla Yuk, Jemanimatiang Kujala, Yang Chakegla Yuk, ten Paul Kawademan, Piat Bala Yuk.
Piat, Piat.
Okay, Yong Balang Mama Duke and Babadu.
Mama Dia and Babadia, I'll go up Kaleke, thank you for everything. Because without them, Yantibutan, like Akal.
Create ban really a pay while a coach is it easy?
Yeah, coach. Yeah, it's easy. It's a bit easy. It was hard at the start, and then coaches the chair got me easier. Like they taught me easier, and then.
Kunang in term of discipline, what do you need? Yung yung which ba yan ba chang tin atan kuba ba lui training yung yung which atan.
Then which respect and kita think teamwork and then teamwork all the values are.
Okay, kunaran chakken wegman kasim ye yong we yokten nan.
Over to Yorkton, Queensland, cause first over to Yorkton Airport, and then over to Bantan, and then over to Jam Key Group, key team members, and then over to Meetan.
Hey, and apart yung at the Totten ke ran yung Totten, yung a jam to watcha.
I just yan key at them.
Huh?
I just yan key at them.
Okay, hey, and apart ke ja yen kasim.
Hey, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Kasim, how are you?
Good, man, good.
How did you come to the knowledge with the boys? How did you meet them?
Oh, we had a lot of different talent trials.
Yep.
So these are the best kids in the country. So we run a lot of talent trials in different regions in every city.
Yeah.
And then we pick the best team for each state. And then each state plays against each other.
Yep.
And then we pick the best kids nationally, and they are the ones who play in world team.
So how do you see them now, the way they are performing, and do you think they have a support from the communities that they come from?
I think they could use more community support.
Okay.
Because the community is still very focused on other sport like soccer and basketball.
Yep.
And AFL is continuing to grow, but I think the parents need to support these kids a bit more in football, because if you look, we have 5 Sudanese boys playing at the highest level in AFL.
Yep.
So we've got Magic Doll, Alir, Mabir Chol, Robin Williams and who else? I'm forgetting one name. Gosh Nguyen.
Yep.
We've got five boys playing at the top level in AFL. If you compare that with soccer or any other sport,
yep.
AFL has more Sudanese boys playing at the top level.
Than the soccer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the parents need to realize and see that it's AFL is a really good opportunity for these kids to not only become role models for their own community, but also role models for the broader Australian community. And it also keeps them fit, keeps them healthy, and they can make good money.
And now with the boys that you are going with, do you see the inspiration in them? Are they inspired to play and also to look up to Majak Dao and Alira Alir of Swan? Do you think that...
Yeah, absolutely. I think these kids, they look at those boys as role models. And I think the next big wave of talent in AFL will be from South Sudan.
Well, is that your prediction?
That is my prediction. You will see if the community helps them, if the parents assist them, if people like you who are community leaders get right behind them,
yep.
South Sudanese community will be in the news for all the right reasons, not for all these other stuff that we've been hearing in the media over the last month or so.
So
these boys have serious talent.
Yep.
We just need to make sure we support them and get them to use their energy in a positive manner.
Now, you are exposed to them more than us, who are thousands of miles away from you now in Queensland. And you know them. You are traveling with them and you have seen them. What is that you can tell us as a community and as people that are talking about their life now? What particular thing do we need to know about the role of a sport?
I think sport is a great way to make friends, meet new people, use your energy positively, and especially AFL, it also gives you an opportunity to make some money. It's a career.
Okay.
You know? So even at a local game, if they're good enough players and they make it AFL, they will be making more than 200 grand a year.
And Go ahead, yep.
Yeah, so they will be making more than $200,000 a year if they make it to AFL. And even if they don't, even in their community level, every week they can make $500 to $1,000 every week if they're good players. And that's just the money. The main thing is the connections they make. Because when you're playing soccer or basketball, most of the time you tend to play with your own community.
Okay.
And you do not make connections with the wider community. But with AFL, you actually get to meet people from other cultures, especially, you know, be it white Australians, Europeans, Indians, Chinese, and that makes your networks grow, and it also gives you an opportunity to get to know more people, and that can help you with jobs, with study, with everything else.
What motivates you after meeting them?
I think these boys are... I am so impressed by these boys, especially the South Sudanese boys. I think half of our team is from Africa.
Yep.
And most of these African boys are from Sudan or South Sudan or born in Kenya,
yep.
But Sudanese heritage.
Yep.
And these boys are absolute role models. They got such good manners. They love their faith. They love their community. They're proud of their identity. They're just a little bit misunderstood. And that's where this program, it's not only about football, it's also about personal development. So we teach them about resilience, we teach them about being proud of their identity, we teach them about nutrition, we teach them about leadership, as well as communication.
And who help you now? How do you cover the expenses that they are incurring? Who is supporting that?
So the AFL obviously pays for it.
Okay.
So AFL has got a strong interest in growing the game within multicultural communities. We see AFL as a vehicle for social inclusion and social cohesion.
Yes.
But also, we know that these boys, if they start playing, they will make our game richer by bringing the talent and the special skills they have to our game.
Oh, thank you. Pienge Aritik ne SBS Dinka. Chao Bro Diakere Chat Nathu and Facebook. niar walk ne kilo ku tin eten kulek walk utek pin ne kuwin bi ko ko yo SBS Dinka ne Facebook.